Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Today, we're talking to my good friend, Kristen Bell, whom you probably know as an actor, but I bet you didn't know that she's also an amateur sculptor and a puzzle enthusiast. I wanted to talk to you because I know you have many interests and many hobbies and are just curious about things in general. But the last time we hung out, we were just crafting, just a general craft, table of crafts, but it was specific. Mm-hmm. There was clay on the table.
Yeah. There was a foam clay.
There was foam clay. What kind of clay is that again?
You know, I actually have been searching for the right kind because I've worked with a couple different consistencies, but it's basically the children's clay. It's like a foamy, you know, like...
It's not polymer.
No, it's not like...
Because and it's not Play-Doh.
It is not. There's a foam... airy aspect to it, but it dries. You don't have to bake it.
Right.
And my girls were making it when they were little. Somebody had gotten them a package of it, and I got my hands in it, and whoa, did I feel electric. I just find so much peace getting into my kids' craft closet, mm-hmm. and the clay is my number one thing that I go for.
So you make these little figurines. Is that what you first started out with?
I knew immediately that I wanted to make people. And the reason I like to make people is I think because I like seeing someone that I love and having the internal challenge because I like being competitive. And in this way, I can be competitive with the clay. There's like that added fun benefit challenge.
Yes.
I'm competitive with the clay of like, can I make this look like Leslie? Can I make... So I've made... Dax and Monica and Wobby Rob from their podcast. I've made them all in little figures. I've made my dad. I've made my dogs. I've made Leslie. I like making little, like, sometimes they vary in shape from like 6 inches to 8 inches, and I make full people. And I try to put the details on, like when, you know, Monica wears a lot of Birkenstocks, and so I put the Birkenstock buckles on. And when you were over, God, what took me an agonizing amount of time was the stripes on your sweater.
I was wearing a black and white striped shirt, and Kristen made the shirt, and my arms folded.
Yeah.
Which... that's how I was sitting,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't realize. I was like protecting
myself. And you had like
myself.
Wide leg pants
yes,
on.
Yes,
I remember I was taking stock of it. And I love making the details in the outfits on people
that
for some reason.
So
that's what
fun.
Interests me a lot.
Interesting. The outfit details more so than the face. Face is hard. Outfits maybe more fun. I don't know.
Face I take a lot more time with because I like, doesn't have to look exactly, it's more of like a caricature.
Right.
Like my work in this kind of clay is a caricature of what I'm seeing about you at that given moment. So like I've made a couple of Dax and sometimes he's looked happy and sometimes he's looked grumpy. And yeah, I don't really know how to describe it because it's whatever I'm feeling in the moment. And I like that that's my directive. I like to make what I see. I always have, like when I draw, my girls and I draw a lot. I love drawing. And like all of my notebooks of drawing is filled with like, I'll just draw a picture of this room because I just want to, I don't know, take what I see and regurgitate it. I'm not like, I'm going to build this crazy seven-headed monster that I think, you know,
Right.
Could be in Lord of the Rings or something. I guess if I'm being honest, I don't trust my creativity enough.
I understand how you feel. I mean, I consider myself a very creative person. I don't write sci-fi fantasy because creatively, that's not my strong suit, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean I'm not creative. And same with you. I don't think the topic of what you're making is as important as the process in which you're using to make it.
That's a good point. And I also feel it's probably that. And also there's a challenge involved in what I'm doing because I'm going, can I draw this room with all these angles? Like I'm looking at this dresser right here and I'm saying like, okay, this dresser, look, if you look at it head on, is a rectangle. But if you look at it where I'm looking at it, it's not at all a rectangle. And I have to figure out how to draw those angles in order to represent the side view of a dresser.
Exactly.
And when I'm sculpting you, I'm like, let's see how much I can make this look like Leslie. So I guess then it could be just interest level, but I also think it's ego in that I think it'll be more relevant when I'm finished with it. Because I do like people to look, my family, I like my family to look at what I, like when I'm done, I'm just like one of my kids to Dax. Look what I made.
That's so cute. And I don't like using that word, but for lack of a better word, because you were like, you can have it. And I was like, no, I want you, for my ego, I was like, I want you to have this sculpture of me. So that other people will see that you made me and that I was important enough for you to have been made. I mean,
see, this is getting so deep because the reality of creating is that, right? Because my goal when I gave it to you was the exact same. I wanted you to be like, look at this silly little thing Kristen made and set it right up there on top of the mirror. And every time you walked by it and happened to notice it, you would be reminded that I love you.
Totally. I would think of you.
Yeah.
And then I wanted you to think of me. It's really sick.
Shit, I got to make a second one.
And we're fucked.
So we can both get what we want.
Back to the clay though. So you started playing with your kids' clay and then you were like, I love this. Did they love it as much as you?
Mm-mm.
And you bought more for yourself.
Bingo.
And do you use any other special tools?
Yes.
Talk to me about them.
Okay, the special tools actually come in the box. Again,
right.
We're talking about a kid's set.
Right.
There are basically like, I think they would probably come in a Play-Doh box as well. They're like little plastic knives and little plastic, they look a bit like spoons if they were misshapen a little bit, but it's to be able to smooth and edge out the shapes.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I've gotten some styrofoam.
Ooh, oh my God.
And I bought a styrofoam cutter because what I was noticing was the clay is so malleable and so foamy that when I try to shape the nose, I dent the whole damn head.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm doing now, and I just made my first one and I don't think it's right. So I got to go back to the drawing board. I got a styrofoam cutter and a bunch of different styles of styrofoam from like Michael's. And I'm going to put a ball and maybe try to carve it with the styrofoam cutter into the shape of a skull first so that I can have the bones.
Oh my God.
And then shape. This is my big plan that I'll be done with. Check in with me in like 2028 and I'll probably have made my first one or two.
You're being modest. You don't have to do that here. Okay.
No, but I am. But I'm being honest, not modest, honest about my procrastination and my ability to have massive ideas in my head and a pretty sweet sense of not following through.
Time-wise?
Yeah.
Do you carve out a time for yourself how often to do this? Daily?
I wouldn't say daily, but it's pretty close to daily. It's four or five times a week and it's not always clay. I have found as an adult, and I've only really speak of myself as an adult over the last like 3 years that I've started to understand who I am as an adult. I like things that don't have stakes for anyone but me.
Right.
That's
what we are here.
Soothing and important because I have a complete external locus of control, which is not really the most comfortable way to move through the world. And I'm trying to give my kids an internal locus of control. It's like, what pushes you? What guides you? Is it the external forces or the internal forces? And in some children's book I read, they called it the locus of control. Anyway, there's so many like deadlines and judgments, and in auditions or submitting scripts, there's someone else is always deciding whether or not it's good. And I want to be that person.
Right.
So what I've been doing lately, and this is probably 4 or 5 days a week, our deal in the morning when Dax isn't like out of town or something is I get up with the kids at 7, get them ready, and deal with the whole circus till 8, and then he drives them to school. So I don't have to try to be in clothes or anything.
Yes.
So the second they go to school, I fill my tea up and I sit down at the table and I either draw, or usually it's been doing a puzzle, because I find puzzles to be the same
soothing
activity.
Everything you're saying right now, process-wise, time of day, I'm exactly the same way. I'm not a morning person. I get her dressed. Paul takes her to school. I have coffee, not tea, and I have to do something creative with low stakes. I have to do one of my hobbies. I have many, but most of them are hands art related.
And like what?
Well, lately I've been tie-dyeing.
Ooh.
But like, I start soft and I go from 0 to 100 really fast. So I've been trying like ice dyeing and different techniques and bleach and reverse tie dyeing, and it's really fun. But it's either that lately or like decoupage. I make boxes. I'll make one for you. They're not, this ain't your mama's decoupage.
Okay, I love it already.
But anyway, that's my meditation, right? Even though it's not meditation, it is. I don't really think, and I have to move my, I get to move my hands, and there's no stakes involved. And I love that you do that too, because you do have, live a life of high stakes.
I just want to be in the position of saying, I want to say if it's good or not.
Right.
And I also think, as I'm hearing us talk, my maternal instinct is telling me to say out loud, we don't have to justify why we like this activity in that it's not meditation just because meditation's all the rage.
Totally.
We can just say, this makes me feel good. Like, we've been watching Alone with the girls lately. Couldn't recommend it more.
Wait, what's Alone?
Oh my God. It's on the History Channel. Now they split it up between Netflix and Hulu. It is like 10 contestants, survivalists, real survivalists, people that can like do everything outside. And they're allowed to bring a certain number of items to an area, usually in Alaska, and they wait it out. They have to like harvest their own food. They have to build their own shelter. And the first couple weeks, you're watching them like lose weight and try to get food. And then the last like 6 weeks, because some people are on it for like 80, 90 days, you're just watching them mentally devolve. You
wow.
just, we watch them go nuts. And it's very, very interesting. But the part that I love with watching with my kids is that you build the shelters. You're building everything yourself. You're taking things from like Mother Earth and making what you need. And I've noticed that when we were on our road trip this summer, like Lincoln would go outside, my oldest, my 9-year-old, would go outside the motorhome, and she would find a bunch of sticks and she would like build an A-frame house.
Oh my God.
Because we saw that on Alone. And lately, my craft interests have been building, which I've never, I don't understand weight distribution. I don't understand geometry. There's a lot of things that I'm not qualified to do when I'm building. But like, they were ripping up some cement in our yard. And yesterday I said to Lincoln, what if we took some of those slabs of cement? First of all, already stop. Kristen,
no.
You're not taking slabs of
yes,
cement
you are.
Anywhere.
You are.
Well, they were only about, I don't know, they were like 24 by 10 or 18 by 9 or something. They were like liftable, but in a very powerlifting way. And I said, what if we could create some steps to the second level to your little treehouse? And of course we tried it. And of course it didn't work. But we tried it is the point, because we thought, let's use the earth to make something crafty. And lately I've been really interested in that. Like, I've thought,
yes.
Could I take some of this like old wood? Because again,
yes.
we're under construction. Could I try to build a treehouse?
Yes, you can. Because let me tell you something. This is a whole other topic, but I love building things too. And I want to build a dollhouse, and I'm going to build it. I don't know shit about weight distribution either, but I have a drill, and motherfucker, so can you. And I just wrote an article about this for New York Mag. Listeners, if you haven't read it, you should, because I didn't think I was like allowed to do this stuff because I didn't know how to do it. Like, P.S., I don't know how to do anything, but you just learn by doing it and failing and then not stopping.
That's so true. And every girl or anyone who identifies as a girl who's listening to this, I want them to hear that, because I have stood at my wall and wanted a picture hung so badly and just been completely paralyzed as to where to start. And it was this feeling of like incapability. I couldn't do it because it wasn't for me. And then I finally was like, fucking A, Kristen, just put a nail in the wall. If it falls, it falls.
If it makes a hole, you can patch it
exactly.
Up.
And recently,
there's stuff for that
exactly. And it's I think it's because I'm seeing my kids experiment, because again, my husband has been so good at, like, when they were little, he taught them how to change a tire. He taught them how to jack the car up, because he's always doing like car tool stuff,
right?
And I have like so many videos of him outside being like, this is a lug nut, this is the wrench, this is the whatever, and I'm handing him tools. And I'm like, oh, they're going to be so capable. So now when they want to build something, like, granted, the structure isn't great and the weight distribution isn't great because they don't understand that kind of stuff yet, but they try it. And my, like, the pause I give myself every time I want to do a household task that seems like a boy should do it, I'm over that.
Everything you're saying to me, I'm hearing and I relate to as like a personal triumph, with or without getting the applause of somebody else. It's like the applause that comes from inside, from like, I didn't know how to do this, but I like trying.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
With the tie-dyeing, they're mostly fails. But I love making the mistakes because I love figuring out what I did wrong and trying again.
I think I'm very much there with you. I think my one, I get a little bit whiskey throttle with all of
What's
it.
What's that mean?
It means when you're on your motorcycle and you rev it too much and you go over the handlebars.
You knew I wasn't going to know what that meant.
I know, but I also knew I was going to sound super cool when I said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Wait, say it again. You rev it too much.
And then you go over the handlebars.
Oh my God.
Like your front.
So
like you,
scary.
Yeah. You go over, so whiskey scary. Throttle. When you push it, when you really put your foot in the oven or your hand on a motorcycle. So I, in my head, like my brain goes, I want to build a house. I want to build a structure. That is something that is like my childish self, where I have to have like two personalities, and the mom person has to go, Kristen, why don't you try to build a dollhouse first and understand weight distribution?
I think that mom voice is your ego telling you no.
I just have a habit of getting in over my head and mm-hmm. creating something in my brain that looks so awesome to accomplish. And then it's too much. So I have to really remind myself, start small,
start
learn the
small.
Steps. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying, yes, forget a dollhouse. You're gonna build a real house today. Like, no, I'm realistic too, and I don't like being intimidated to prove anything. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy the process, but like, oh, the other question I was going to ask you before is, what is a styrofoam cutter, and where do you get it?
Michael's.
Have you been to Moscatel's?
Moscatel's I've never even heard of. What is it?
Okay, so for anybody who lives in LA, I'm going to share something with you. Some people say Moscatel's, some people say Moscatel's. I'm from the East Coast, so I say Moss. Moscatel's is downtown. It is a giant, independently owned craft store. They have everything you could ever think of and more. It could be very overwhelming for some. For me, it's heaven, especially when I have no time constraints, because I have ADHD, I can get very lost in a store like that and end up like leaving with like a plate and like a headband and not knowing where I am. I need to have a full meal. So you got it at Michael's.
Yeah, and it's just like this little sort of like knife cutter, and you can get the styrofoam in. I got some circles, like some little, like they look like ping pong balls.
Is it like an X-Acto knife?
Sort of, yeah. And you can shape it however you want. So I could make, and I've only worked with the heads so far. I haven't done like a torso, but my goal would be like to make a styrofoam torso and then be able to wrap my clay around it so that when I picked it up, if I was making a detail on the shirt, I wasn't at risk of like smushing the person's like interiors, you know?
Totally. This is where I love a craft. Now, not everybody is like me. I know all of the art supply stores because I love a purchase, right? Mm-hmm. This is a major problem for me. I'm working on it, but I love gear and I love accoutrement that comes with anything I'm working on. Mm-hmm. You say you do like the gear. You do like the accoutrement. Love. We were talking about your time of day mm-hmm. to do puzzles and craft, whatever you do. You have your tea. Mm-hmm. What else is happening? I want to picture this. Is it music, podcast?
No. I love silence. There's so much noise in my head at all times. I live for silence. Live for it. So the second my kids and my husband leave, go to school, I am just trying to soak in as much silence as possible. I don't want music on. I don't want anything. And I've been doing the Bentley of puzzles called Liberty. Do you know this brand?
No, but puzzles intimidate me.
I can understand that. My brain eats them alive. And Liberty puzzles are a small company. I think they're manufactured in like Pennsylvania. They are thick, like about half inch thick, laser cut wood. And they are... A lot of the pieces are in different shapes. So if you're looking at a picture and it's like the scene of this room, but if I were to turn one of the pieces over, you'd see a little woman sipping tea or you'd see a fox running. And so I think it's utilizing two parts of my brain at the same time, which I really like scratching together, which is I'm looking at the colors of the puzzle, which is how you kind of put a puzzle together, but I'm also looking at the shapes and how they connect, because if you turn them over, they're all these like amazing, beautiful shapes and they feel really good in your hands and they're like expensive. They're not cheap. They're like $80 or something. Wow. And Dax's uncle and his cousin both love doing these. So we found out we shared this interest when they came in town for Christmas one time. And now we have like a rotating puzzle club that I'll do a Liberty puzzle and then I'll send it to Uncle Larry and then he'll send it to Justin and Justin will send it back to me. Like we kind of try to trade off.
So when you are, how long does it take you to complete a puzzle?
I could do the whole thing in probably three or four hours, I'd say.
Wow.
But I do it over the span of like 4 days. So I'll do, no, I guess probably 3 hours, because I'll work on it for like 30 minutes each morning and I'll have it done in 4 days. And so that's 2 hours. I don't do math, guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known. I just didn't know if it was like 2 hours or 2 weeks. Now I know.
It depends. This is what I like about puzzles.
Right.
And creating something that's just for yourself, because insert what your brain likes here, whether it's drawing or building or tie-dyeing or puzzling, you choose when to pick it up and put it down.
Correct.
And that's completely up to you how much you finish that day. And it's completely up to you whether you just do half of it and then put it back in the box. Like, you're in charge. That's what I love about it.
When you say that you then send it to Dax's uncle, you don't keep them together? Like, you finish the puzzle and then you mess it back up again?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then
some people like frame them and glue them.
Yeah, but my walls would be covered in puzzles if I did that. Because okay, I'm always doing a puzzle.
Not mad at that aesthetic, but
I have a
continue.
Puzzle board. I have like a big, it looks like a poster board.
Right.
But it's really hard, like thick. It feels like kind of the weight of plywood, but it's not, it doesn't give you splinters. And it is, I can carry it around the house. So if I'm doing it at the dining room table and then we want to have dinner, I can move it over to the coffee table.
Okay, this is something I need, because Paul starts, he loves puzzles too. He starts them and then they're on the dining room table though for too long. And I'm like, I need you to move this.
Consider it fixed.
Okay. Do you have an outfit you wear when you do any of these hobbies? You might not.
Okay. You're now connecting some thoughts in my brain that I haven't before. So I do love to eventize with an outfit. Right? Like, my family is very into Formula One. When we watch it on the weekends, like the Italian one is coming up and the Italian Grand Prix. So I'm going to obviously like make some breakfast pizzas. I put up the Italian flag. Like, when it's in France, we order croissants in the morning because it airs really early here. Like, eventizing things also with an outfit and props is very important to me. So sometimes I will, like, I also even find out I will work out. It's more likely that I will work out if I'm like head to toe eventizing it and I've got like a cute set on.
Look, I love getting into character.
You have to.
It motivates me.
But I don't do it. I have never done it with my hobbies. And I actually wonder if that will create a cool helpful structure in my brain of like, this is your time. Your smock is on. You can go outside and cut wood. You can stay in here and do clay. You can do your puzzle, but this is your time. I have. Oh,
you're
going to
have a cutting
like
wood
that.
Outfit, and we're going to discuss it at another time because you actually do need, like, you need gloves,
right?
And you need, like, that's another conversation. If we need to do a part two of this, we will.
We might need to, because I wore gloves the other day when I was working outside and I was replanting our tomato plants, which I have since killed. But I was wearing Dex's motorcycle gloves. Mm-mm. And that did not go over well.
No, we're going to get you the right
size.
And
I was like, I'll wash them. And he's like, just like, they're not, that's not what they're for.
And also your hobby outfit might just be like your comfiest house pants, and that's great too.
I love the idea of creating a hobby outfit.
Another question I have for you is there a hobby that you, I kind of like idealize, that you wish you could have this as a hobby, but it's just not who you are? Like, do you need an, if you need an example, I can give you one.
Give me one example.
I wish that I could play guitar, and I wish that learning how to play guitar was something that I was interested in the process of learning. But for me, it's just not, I just don't have it. Mm-hmm. It's just not there for me.
Not really. I mean, I do have a piano in my house, and I plunk at it when I'm learning music, and it's very helpful. But I played piano as a kid, and I have yet to set aside the time or have the drive to really start to play piano again. And I'm wondering now if I ever will. And it's sort of like I'm dealing with that disappointment in my brain of like, do it. You want to do it so bad. Why don't you do it? I'm trying to figure out what the why is.
Sometimes it's just not, it's just not for us at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to be the person who like sits down and is like, ah, nah, 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 nah. Mm-hmm. And like tickling the ivories.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Leslie can play piano. Uh-huh. Who knew? She's good. Like, anywhere I go, you know, dare to dream. But like, I think that if I really wanted to do something, I would do it.
I think I know what it is.
Talk
now.
To me.
The one that I know I'll never accomplish, not the one that I think I might get there for. My whole family rides motorcycles.
Right.
I want so badly to get on one of the motorcycles because Dax takes the girls on motorcycle rides 3 times a week in the evening. Mm-hmm. It is the cutest thing that I could imagine from the father of my children. Girls, suit up. We're going, and they ride through the little streets, and it's so sweet. I want desperately to be a part of it, and I don't have any interest in getting on the back of a machine. I barely have interest in driving my car, barely. And I'm serious
totally.
About that. And only it's because I need to get to another location. But that is where my interest in my car ends.
Right.
And I want to learn about the gears and how to shift. I want to be someone who says they know how to drive stick shift. And then I look at people doing it and I'm like, I know for a fact I'm never going to go down that road. And so when we go on a lot of camping trips and motorhome trips where the goal is to ride. It's to go to the sand dunes. It's to ride some track. I do snacks. People need snacks. And I feel ultimately fulfilled. And I feel mm-hmm. like I'm a part of whatever my family is doing. But I don't have to risk my what I know will be imbalance and inability on the back of a motorcycle.
Right. I love that. That's a great answer. It's just not for you. And when Dax was on this podcast and we talked about how he's such a gearhead and like he loves cars and motorcycles and all things with wheels.
And it's because that's how his brain works.
Right.
His brain, he explains what a piston does to me weekly. The girls know how a motor works. And I forget. The second he says it, I forget.
Right.
Because I want to care. I don't care. My molecules
yes.
do not care about that. It
yes.
is not what my passion is. It's not why I'm here. And my girls know how an engine works. They've rebuilt them with him. They've changed tires. I do know how to change a tire, I will say. But
I don't. I wish I did.
It's way easier than you think.
Okay.
But I, his brain works like that. My brain works with clay and puzzles, and
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it too. And I really, there's a care factor that you mentioned that is absolutely correct. I could learn technically how to play guitar. I don't care about the notes and the finger movements, and I just don't care enough. You know what filling the void means. Tell me what you think it means.
I think filling the void has a lot to do with looking in the mirror. I think we feel a void when we focus too much on the outside world, what it needs from us, and we're not taking the time to sit solely with ourselves and say, what soothes me? Maybe it's like, do you know what soothes my littlest girl is putting her stuffies in water. Yeah. Like it can be anything. It can be organizing the junk drawer. It can be painting. It doesn't have to be one of these hobbies. It could be the weirdest hobby you could ever think of. My youngest daughter loves wet textiles. She has never gone in the pool in a bathing suit. She always goes in a full outfit. And I can rarely get her in clothes when she's in the house. But something about it, that's what she loves. It soothes her. It fills whatever and I hesitate to use the word void on a seven-year-old, but it makes her feel good. Mm-hmm. And I think as an adult, we look at it as a void, a lack of.
Right.
When really we could be saying, I'm whole, I'm complete, but I want some soothe. I think it's more about having the right to make yourself feel good.
Totally.
You have the right to make yourself feel good.
With no stakes involved and no agenda.
Exactly.
Do you feel like sculpting with air clay and puzzles fill that void?
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. More so than a lot of the things that I think are sort of mixed in with ego, like cooking for my family. Like, I'm a decent cook and I'll definitely get in over my head and I'll be all over like the Half Bake Harvest website trying to figure out what recipe I should make. And I'll usually botch it and be like, oh, I made up this part by myself when really it was from an accident. But in my head, I want that to be as fulfilling as my puzzling. And it's just not as soothing for me.
Yeah.
But
well, there's stakes.
There's stakes and there's ego because I want them to like it. So I think it's really that, like, chipping away at the ego, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about this. It only matters what you think about it and your personal accomplishment to yourself in that mirror. That's, I think, at the crux of like what hobbying should be or what filling the void is.
Thank you so much. I mean, Kristen, you're just somebody, I'm so grateful that I get to talk to you, and also that I don't feel self-conscious at all with anything I ever say to you or with you or ask you about. I really don't. Like,
that's like the highest compliment someone could ever give me. It's definitely one of my main goals when I wake up in the morning is to like make people feel safe. And I don't always feel like I accomplish it because I'm impulsive and childlike a lot of times. But when I can make someone feel like that, it makes me so, so happy.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy.
Powered by Acast.
Irios.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.